Very excited about this morning. Very excited just to be sharing with the family. And like we heard this morning, historic day. Probably also historic that I'm preaching. I don't normally preach, but it's not about me. It's just great just to be able to share with all of you. And I think God's got a plan with everybody in this building. Even if I listen to if I go through my message, just know that He's got a plan with this. Amazing to be part of it. I mean, Sybil, wow. Where's Sybil? It's great, eh? And it's not. The voice, I mean, she's got an awesome voice, but it's the anointing, is that because she knows she's heard something from God and she brings it. So she carries something and she ushers us into the presence of God. So thanks for that. It's a wonderful gift that you've got, and it's all for His glory. And I know that's your heart as well. So well done on everybody. And the testimony, Sean, I think that's powerful. I mean, it's great. I think all of us think, wow, this morning should we do it? It's raining. We haven't got that many people there. I think I'm quite pleasantly surprised to see how many people God has brought into this. So it's fantastic. God's already doing it. His favor is already on us. So this morning, I want to speak about God's mysterious plan and how it should impact everything in our lives forever. So this mysterious plan is not what, and actually when Carl spoke about it, I thought, oh no, he's going to give it away. And it's not that. It's something different. So, but this mysterious plan should impact us, how the way we live, what we say, what we do. We simply can't be the same if we fully understand this and if we fully subscribe to it. So it was something that was hidden away for many centuries, for many generations. But God actually gave this mysterious plan to Paul. And because He wanted the people to know the riches and the glory of Christ is for everybody. So, the secret I'm about to share, let me get this thing right, maybe I should do this right, is the reason why us as Christians should live radically different lives to the world. There should be significant different about us, the way we move, the way we talk, our lifestyle, our speech, everything, because of this mysterious plan that was hidden away for many centuries. And if we grab hold of this mysterious plan, and we completely understand, we've got complete confidence that we understand it, our faith will grow strong in the truth we've been told. Our lives will always honor and please God. So that's something I think we want. Plus, our lives will produce every kind of good fruit if we understand and subscribe to this mysterious plan. So I'm going to get there, don't worry. When I look at the life of Christians, I can see that they believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They believe that He came to earth, He died on a cross for them. They believe it. They even believe that He rose from the dead and He will come back for them one day. But somehow they haven't heard this mystery, or they haven't quite understand this mystery, or they haven't grabbed hold of this mystery. And why do I say that? It's when I see Christians, and we all Christians, we're not fully 50 years. When I look at Christians, I see the following things in them, and it's this again is not to bring condemnation to anybody. No, that's not the aim of my preach this morning. Is I see that there's Christians that struggle to have complete peace in their hearts. Something is missing. They're not quite content, or they don't quite understand God's love for them, or they haven't experienced God's love. They experienced Christ's love for them. They somehow think, yeah, God loves me, but He loves Liesl more than me. So therefore, He's got His favorites. So they don't quite understand God's love for them. Or there might be people that, I say, they've got trust issues. You know, they know God's there for them, but they've got trust issues. They go through everything else. They go through all sorts of other. They try their list, and then at the end, when all else fails, they now go to God. This is believers. This is people that know what He stands for. There might be people, and there's a lot of us, I was one of these, fear of men, where we fear men more than God. You know, we'll rather please man, than we'll please God. And what does that talk about? It talks about compromise. It talks about having some sort of idol in our lives. Again, we believe it, but I think if we be honest, some of us would struggle with that. There's also often that we grip in anxiety, in fear. What has happened now with COVID? People, I see Christians react differently to this. And there's other stuff that just, and somehow life just gets too much. get so much. They believe in Jesus, but this sometimes happens. They battle with the same things the world battles with, and pretty much handle it the same way or react in it the same way. So my hope and prayer this morning, as I share God's mysterious plan, that one, that you'll have complete confidence that you understand now this mysterious plan. Number two is that you believe that it's for you. That's important. And that it will change the way you do things and approach the future for the rest of your life. So let's go there. Let's go to, I don't know if you guys want to know about this mysterious plan. Maybe you, some of you know it. But let's go there. So without any further ado, Ariana, you go to, I think, Colossians 1, 24, 27. So I ask her for the NLT, the New Living Translation. Good, it helps a bonehead like me. I understand it better. NIV, ESV is just, wow, it's beyond me. I know his ways are higher than my ways, but anyway. God has given me the responsibility. I'm just make sure it's the same as mine. It is. Yes, it is. NLT at the bottom. So God has given me the responsibility of serving His church by proclaiming His entire message to you. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now it has been revealed to God's people. For God wanted them to know that the riches and the glory of Christ are for the Gentiles too. That's not it. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you the assurance that sharing His glory. Now you might be thinking, is this it? This is it. Christ lives in us. He's the hope of glory. So God has given us His Spirit, not to just be with us, inside of us. He's the one that leads us into truth, guides us, He shapes us, He forms us, He transforms us, He points to Jesus, He reminds us what Jesus said, He teaches us, intercedes for us, He even empowers us to understand the vastness, the greatness of God's love. He talks about how wide, long, deep God's love is. And I think often people, they don't know, quite understand how much God loves us. The Holy Spirit is the one that empowers, that teaches you to understand His love for us. Plus, He blesses us by actually get us to experience the love of Christ, which will then complete us. So this morning I want to share a couple of verses in the scripture where Paul actually went to various churches. So he actually, when you read through a lot of the books, the beginning you got Romans and you got Galatians and Ephesians and Colossians and Philippians and all of that. He actually made this point that he wanted them to understand the position they find themselves in. It's not just that we've been born again and He's going to come and be with us one day. He wanted them to understand. Now Christ lives in you. This is the game changer. This changes everything forever. And I don't think everybody quite understands this specific point. So Paul made it a point to go and share with as many. And I'm going to go to Romans first, just what he said there. So a lot of these scriptures are good. I think it's good if you can note them, though, not because I said it, but just to meditate on it later. So we'll make those notes available. But Romans 8:11, and we know this. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as He raised Christ from the dead, He will give life to your mortal body by the same Spirit living within you. So not only have we been redeemed, we've been reconciled, we've been accepted by God. No, He says the Holy Spirit will now live inside of us. So we have access to this power. How amazing is this? Surely if we read and we believe, doesn't it change everything? The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is now living inside of me. Surely that changes everything. It is the game changer. I always say that's that unfair advantage we've got now that we are Christ followers. Unfair advantage where He speaks in and through us. He leads us, He guides us, He shows us. He brings revelation to us. That is what Christ does. That's what the Holy Spirit now does with us. So that first point is just know that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, we need to believe. We can't just read passages on Scripture and don't think it's for us. This is for us when we came to know Him. Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians 3:16-17. That's it. So just before that, that's also, if you read before that, Paul actually gets quite excited when he explains to the church what has happened now since you've believed Christ. And he gets so excited that he actually says, I want to pray for you. And this is what he prayed for them. And that's what he prays for us. And this is what we've got now that we are Christ followers. He says, where are we now? I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, there's no limit to this, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your heart. Christ will make his home in your heart as you learn to trust him. That's the important part. As you learn to trust him, your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. So God empowers us with inner strength through the Spirit, and Christ makes his home in our heart as we learn to trust him. And that is the important part, is we have to learn to trust him. Christ is inside of us. And the question I want to ask is, do we give him access to all the rooms of our heart? Meaning, do we welcome him to rule and reign in all areas of our lives? We might say, okay, when I'm at church, when I'm in community, God, Holy Spirit, you can rule and reign. But when we get to our finances, our family, our children, our business, or whatever it might be, maybe there, Holy Spirit, you're not quite allowed to rule and reign. And here is, remember, he comes to, he now takes residence in our hearts, the very being. And it's important that when we decide that he must take, that we allow him access to every part of our lives. We can't exclude him in this area. So everything but this. When I'm with my friends, maybe not. When I'm in business, what does he know about business? It's more, no, in every area in our lives, he wants to rule, he wants to reign. Christ wants to be the one in our hearts. And that's important that we just take note of that. So make sure, I've made a couple of notes, I want to show, don't skip, because often I do get so excited, I forget half of what I want to say. So I want to go back, so please forgive me for looking at my notes. Really, yeah, I love when just preparing this and how God shows me, but this is the thing. I'm sure there's other stuff as well, but for me for now. Then let's go to Philippians. So we've done Romans, we've gone to Ephesians, let's go to Philippians. And he says this, and I think Maureen, if I'm right, she actually mentioned this. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. How amazing is this? He gives us the desire and the power to do what pleases him. So we can't truly please God if the Spirit is inside of us. The way I read this, and maybe I'm too literally with this, he is the one that gives me the desire. He is the one that gives me the strength to be able to do what pleases God. So outside of him, it's very difficult. And that's often when we find, if we haven't spent time with him, we don't feel like doing things. We don't feel like those good deeds, or something is lacking because we don't listen, we don't rely. And this is what he says. So God, so the Spirit is working inside of us, giving us the desire and the power to do what pleases him. So what I want to say there is, so I've got that. We are fully dependent on him. We are fully dependent. He is the one. Like I like what Paul says somewhere else. He says he struggles and he works so hard. Why? Because he depends on Christ's mighty power at work within him. So that's why Paul did what he did. You think he might have been gifted, but he still persevered. He went through stuff. He was shipwrecked. He was in jail. He did all sorts of stuff. But he was always depending on this mighty power, now inside of us, working through him. And that's why he managed to do what he did. Not because of Paul. In Paul's own strength, I don't think he would have made it. I don't think he'll make it. I mean, I saw a video the other day, but just imagine how that road to where he needed to almost justify him to Caesar, and he was shipwrecked and went to and fro in his own strength. That wasn't possible. But what? Guess what? God gives us the will, gives us the desire and the power to do what pleases him. That's amazing. Galatians, have we been there? No, we're going there now. Galatians. So I think Eugene spoke about it on Wednesday. He says, are we there? This is NLT, it is. So my old self has been crucified. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Again, crucified. So it's important to understand that we are dead to our sins. Our old way, our former way is dead. We don't live that way anymore. What does it mean? I'm not the center of my life anymore, you know? I give up my selfish, sinful self. I deny myself. And and the needs to satisfy me. He says, it's not about me anymore. It can't be about me. It must be about him. Because what did I just said that. And that's something that we need to take on, that we are no longer live ourselves, we live for Christ. He lives inside of us. So with Christ living in me, he takes the center of this stage. He leads me, he guides me. He reminds me of what Jesus said. He points me to Jesus. He helps me to understand the greatness of God's love and actually help me to experience Christ's love. He comforts me. He helps me to trust. What else? He makes me the holy people God wants me to be. It's the Holy Spirit that actually does that. When I lay down things, when I, he comforts me. And even when I don't know what to pray for, how amazing is the Holy Spirit company says that he actually pleads for us believers in harmony with God's will. How amazing is that? Even when I don't know what to pray for, when I'm in the Spirit, when I'm led by the Spirit, when I allow him to move in and through me, when I don't know, often like this morning, it's at 6 and I don't know what to pray for anymore, because you obviously pray for this, and I just start praying in the Spirit, knowing that he pleads for us believers in harmony with God's will. You can't be more in line if you pray God's will. And that's what the Spirit does. This Spirit that lives inside of us. This is the mysterious plan. And then we're going to do a full circle to Colossians. So we're back to Colossians again, where I started. So I'm heading to a close. I think it's important that this would inspire us, that we believe, but still we've got access to this. So in Colossians 3:1-3, even this last night, where's the verses? Just love it. So since we have been raised to this new life, we cut off the old life. We're in the new life. So the old things, they don't mind anymore. Now it's a new life. He says, we've been raised to a new life with Christ. We set our sights on the realities of heaven and where Christ sits in the place of honor, God's right hand. We think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you die to this life and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. So the main thing here is to know that we don't focus on our kingdom, we focus on his kingdom. We don't focus on our glory, we focus on his glory. And it's actually much better I talk like this. I didn't know that. Anyway. So this changes everything. Now I lost my train of thought here. So the thing about this is we now eagerly wait for his return. Heaven is more important than earth. Nothing on earth actually satisfy us the way he can satisfy us. So therefore, how we do things, what we accumulate, our possessions, that takes a bit of a backseat because of him now, what he has done. I don't longer live, he lives within me. I set my sights on him. I eagerly await for his return. And I think sometimes, some of us, might say, I first want to do this, that, and the next, and then you can come, Jesus. Or we often be like that. We first want to see our kids go through varsity and this, and then we want you to come. But Paul was in such a position that he said, my new life, I just set it on sight of you to come, for Christ to come, to be with him forever. And that's what I live for. Another one, Colossians 3:11. In this new life, it doesn't matter whether you are Jew or Gentile, circumcised, uncircumcised. But that was a big thing at some stage in their time. Barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. No, Christ is all that matters. And he lives in all of us. It's like we often get sidetracked by so many things. Yet, Paul says, the most important thing is the one we sang about. Where we give him glory. That he's the marvelous king that we sing about. It's all about Christ. And Christ now lives inside of us. So there's no rank, no discrimination. We all have access. It's really it's all of access. When you prayed that prayer, I'm worried, I'm running out of English. When we prayed that prayer, this is what he says. This is what I've done this for you. So nothing should be more important in our lives than him. Nothing. Nothing should be more important in our lives than Christ. Christ is all that matters, and he lives in all of us. So in close, I hope you have a better understanding and a confidence that Christ is living in us. Our faith is rooted in him. Our lives are built on him. We now know that he gives us the desire and the power to do what pleases him. He gives it to us. So don't worry, he's given. You need to be connected. We believe that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. So when we get into certain situations or we're fearful, go back to the Word. Go back to what He says. This is what's been said about it, that the same Spirit is living inside of us and will give life to this mortal body. So we can testify, and we can testify that no longer I will live, but Christ lives in me. We need to be able to, people be able to testify about Carl, that no longer Carl lives, but Christ lives in him. The way he sees you, Yolanda, the way he sees Peter, the way he sees Eugene, is Christ lives inside of us. And now we can love because, remember, we're in line with His will. We're in line with where He wants us to be because Christ lives in me. I don't go this way because that's the past. There's nothing. I am now living in Christ. So everything in our life should change. The way, the outlook, how we see and treat people. Our relationships with people. We've got eternity in mind. It's not just to have a good relationship and we bribe and we do things together. It has to change. It has to change the way we view people. What we prioritize. Like I said, my finances. Finances has to be in line now with His will because who lives in us? Christ lives in us. And suddenly our plans change and we are aligned to God's will and we do and say what brings Him glory. Colossians 3:17. You've done very well, Arena. Buy them away. And whatever. So in line with that, in whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to Him. So whatever I do or say, I wonder for this one, can you throw this one on NIV? Is it easy? Is it difficult? Let's put it to the test. Is it difficult? Otherwise, I can go to my phone quickly. Because this year, I actually like the way NIV has actually explained it. I can go, no, don't worry, I've got it. Get them. He says here, and whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. Whatever we do, in word or in deed, let's do it in the name of Jesus. Because now I can do it because Christ lives in me. I've made this decision that I'm going to live that way. So that's amazing. So an important footnote that I need to leave you guys with, because it almost seems too easy to be true, and it is actually quite easy, but this only happens when you give the Spirit full access to your life. When you are obedient to His voice, when we allow Him to purify us, we lay our carnal desires and we follow His lead. We trust Him completely. And we trust Him completely and know that He loves us and He wants us to be perfect in relationship to Christ. So that's a life you need to choose now. Is, am I going to be obedient to the Spirit? That's inside of me. But He's a gentleman. He won't just do things. He will only act when you listen to Him. And there's so many times when we walk, when we do things, that He actually speaks in and through us. He wants to guide us. He wants to show us. But we choose not in this area of my life. No, there I'd rather go to somebody else for assistance and help. And actually the Word says, somewhere in the Scripture says, that the Holy Spirit will actually teach us. That we actually don't need other people. And I don't know, I say that with a bit of caution because it's good to counsel. But ultimately, the Holy Spirit, He teaches us. He guides us. And that's important for us to do this. That we allow Him to purify us. That we lay down our life and we'll follow His lead. Knowing all of this and better understanding, I wanted to just end with this scripture, which I think will give you a better understanding now. And it's Ephesians 3:20. So this is almost this now, and I think you also spoke about it, but for me this gives us context now when he says, now all glory to God, who is able, through the mighty power at work within us, to accomplish it infinitely more than what we can hope, or what we can ask or think. So for me this is now it, because God now gets all the glory, where because Christ's power is at work within me, and because I allow Him to work, now suddenly, whatever I do, God gets the glory. So more than what I could ever ask. So it's higher than our ways. And He wants us to do more higher than our ways. And that's what He does. So don't limit yourself. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Christ in us, the hope of glory. So I hope that was encouraging for people just to get a better understanding again of who we are and our position in Christ. And He not just wants us to go through life and just make it into heaven. But actually, while we're here on earth, we get to rule and reign with Him. we get to do stuff for him. Like we spoke about, we split up in two different groups and he's going to expect more from us, but not in our own strength, only in his strength. And only when we actually come together and we rely that we get our strength from him and Christ is all that matters, then it becomes easier. Then, like Paul said, then I can struggle hard, I can work hard because I rely on God's mighty power. So this morning, I'd like to pray for people. So first of all, the prayer would be is first for those ones who might not know Jesus. I always want to give opportunity for people to get to know him first. It's important for you to make that first time decision. So if there's anybody like that, it's the best decision you would have ever made is to give opportunity. So I think most of the people out here are, so it's good. So if anybody wants to just respond in that way, you're welcome to slip up your hand and show me. But I think I know the answer to this one. And the second part is just I want to pray for us. So just for us to now live in this, now that we've got a better understanding of God's mysterious plan, to maybe stand with me, if I could ask for that, stand with me. And I just want to pray for us to be filled with His Spirit again, to know what we've got access to. And it's not about the power, now I can do things. It's actually Christ is everything. You are the one I live for. I don't want to live for anybody other than you. You are the most important thing in my life. And as we venture into this faith which Sean spoke about, we need to realize that we can't do it in our own strength. We need Him in our lives all the time, forever. So I want to pray. I just want to pray for us. So Jesus, I just thank you for, first of all, for what you've done on the cross. And thank you for this, God, that you made this mystery, mysterious plan available for all of us, for Jew, Gentile, barbaric, uncivilized, is that God lives in us. And this morning we want to pray that Holy Spirit, that you will come in all your fullness and that you will fill us with inner strength, as you say, that you will fill us with inner strength so we would know how much you love us, that we will be able to put our trust in you, that we will be able to for you to purify our lives in the way you want us to do. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just fill us afresh with more of your anointing, with more of your power, that we will know that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus because you now live inside of us. Thank you for this plan. I pray that we will stick close to it, that we will not be sidetracked with any other mysteries or things or fable tales, but we will know that Christ lives in us. And that gives us the hope of sharing in your glory. That gives us the hope that we will be in line with your will, and that we will do what's pleasing to you, that you will give us the desire and the power to do what pleases you. And we thank you that we as your Christ followers have access to this Holy Spirit that helps us, that guides us, that leads us unto truth. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.